Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com.
Gaining real inspiration from an unlikely life of service in Africa. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. I'm Ryan Thomas. When successful businessman Steve Pfeiffer and his wife Nancy lost a child, they took a 12-month mission assignment as dorm parents at a boarding school in Kenya. That short-term assignment, in the midst of poverty, drought, and disease, led to a lifetime of service helping Kenyan school children. He talked a bit about the surprising journey they took to Africa and the commitment he made to never make peace with poverty.
It's just wonderful when God takes hold of something and he builds the house. People have come to me that are old friends and said, you know, I'm happy all this stuff happened for you, but I still can't believe it's you. I wasn't the guy. He made it happen. And it kind of grew organically. We got extra money in for the third term. And so I thought, what should we do with this? And that day, somebody came to our house and said, we have a school. Would you consider adding us? And we'd just gotten more money in. So I thought, well, yeah, let's try another one. And finally, we started working with a couple local pastors and helped them help us pick the schools that we should do. So it was pastors from the community that were deciding which schools needed it the most. And what was great about that was I felt like the Lord pretty early on led me to not take the place of a Kenyan if I could help it. So I started bringing the pastors with me, and they would preach at lunch. The schools were fine with that. And my Swahili was such that they would hear Jesus a lot, but they wouldn't hear much more. So they had pastors speaking in their language, and all I would say is this food was brought by Christians in America that love you and love Jesus. And then the pastors would just share about Jesus' love. And the response was just amazing. We got to pray with kids every single week. Food is powerful. I wish I could have invented something cool that would have fixed problems instead of if you feed a hungry kid, they do better.
Yeah. It was just something that I remember you kind of talked about in the book that you just, in fact, I think it was a mountain hike with one of your sons on New Year's, right? Kind of a New Year's resolution that you you weren't going to let the poverty surrounding you just kind of fade into the background, right?
Well, I didn't want to make peace with it, and it's easy to. Anybody that works at a school knows how busy you get at a school, and there are all sorts of needs at the school. So it would be easy to turn away. And I felt like the Lord said, just don't make peace with it.